Hello, everyone. I'm on the SLAS 2024 exhibition floor with SLAS Student Poster Award winner, Marissa Davies, who's here to speak with us for a few minutes about her award-winning project. So, Marissa, first of all, congratulations on your win. How do you feel about winning the Student Poster Award?
It was really exciting. There were so many outstanding posters. I'm really honored to have won the award.
Wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about the project that you presented in your winning poster?
I presented on high-throughput characterization of isozyme-specific inhibitors for aldehyde dehydrogenase enzymes. It's a family of 19 enzymes. We focused on 5 of them. These enzymes are implicated in many human diseases, such as cancer, but there's a high degree of homology, so it's difficult to find isozyme-specific inhibitors. And so that's what we have been working on.
Fantastic. So what are your future plans for this research?
For this research, it's been going on for a while, even before I started working on it. We're working towards a publication right now.
That's fantastic. What's your current position right now?
Currently, I'm a post-baccalaureate trainee. I graduated from undergrad in 2021, and I have been at the National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences in my current position since January of 2022.
And what are your long-term career goals?
My long-term career goals be to get an MD, PhD, and carry out bench research in addition to caring for patients in the clinic, bringing new treatments to the patient's care, and also hopefully using that expertise to inform research.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that is so ambitious. And I have a PhD. I thought about doing the MD, and I was like, there's no way. That's very impressive to me. So, how has your experience been at SLAS 2024 so far?
It's been really great. I feel like a kid at Disney World. I get to see so many outstanding scientists. We're doing really great work, been to presentations, and I've learned a lot.
That's great. Thank you so much, Marissa, for taking some time to talk to us today. And we look forward to seeing where your research and where your career takes you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm on the SLAS 2024 exhibition floor with our SLAS Student Poster Award winner, Koi, who is here to speak with us for a few minutes about his award-winning project. So, Koi, first of all, congratulations on your win. How do you feel about winning the Student Poster Award?
Thank you. I'm very honored to receive the award.
Can you tell us a little bit about the project that you presented in your award-winning poster?
Of course. The project I'm presenting here is about utilizing artificial intelligence to design effective drug combinations against multi-drug-resistant bacteria. Those bacteria are highly resistant and allow for limited treatment options. So we utilized an artificial intelligence-derived platform to determine effective drug combinations from a large search space of over 500,000 possible combinations with only a small number of tests. So this efficiency can help us facilitate the therapy development against the bacteria.
Wow. What are your future plans with this research?
Until now, it's still an in vitro study. For the next step, we want to proceed to clinical trials. And the ultimate goal is to translate the drug combinations discovered in this project into clinical applications.
That's really ambitious. That's awesome. What is your current position?
Now I'm a PhD student in Prof. Dean Howe's lab in the Department of Biomedical Engineering at the National University of Singapore.
What are your long-term career goals?
Not decided yet, but I want to continue research in healthcare area, and I hope my research can help treat patients and facilitate their recovery.
Wow, that's awesome. So how's your experience been at SLAS 2024 so far?
Oh, it has been an enriching experience. The diversity of sessions and discussions are both informative and inspiring. I took a course about lab automation and listened to the talks by other researchers. They provide new insights and perspective for my own research. So it's quite a rewarding experience for me.
Fantastic. Well, Koi, thank you so much for taking some time and speaking with us today. It's been really interesting to learn a little bit more about you and your research. And we look forward to seeing where your research and your career takes you.
Thank you.
everyone. I'm on the SLAS 2024 exhibition hall with one of our Tony B Award winners, Arun, who is here to speak with us for a few minutes about his research and experiences at SLAS. So can you briefly describe for us the project that you're presenting at this conference?
Of course. So what we've basically done is to develop a non-viral fast detection system using high aspect ratio nanostraws, which you could imagine as long nano needles or like nano cylinders, and use of microsecond long pulse electric fields to transfect any type of biomolecular cargo into primary immune cells. Currently, the transfection industry in cell manufacturing is limited because the efficiency of R-fastine introduction is very low. And current existing strategies like viruses and bulk electroporation often cause like cell toxicity concerns and immunogenicity. And through our poster here at SLAS, we've shown that our technique called as NEI or nano electroinjection is minimally perturbative to immune cells after the transfection and also maintains the immune cell functionalities.
Oh, that's awesome. So how was your experience in applying for and then receiving the Tony B Award?
Oh, I'm actually excited to get the Tony B Travel Award. And this is my first time here at the SLAS conference and pretty much enjoying it.
Oh, great. Wonderful. I'm so glad that you were able to come and that you're having a good time so far. So what are your future plans for this research?
Currently, we are building a prototype that could transfect multi-wells at a given time and also achieve a high throughput of more than tens of millions of cells in one transfection run. This will be groundbreaking because, as I said, the throughput of the current cell manufacturing industry is low. Secondly, we would also want to test out with patient samples from our collaborators, which would bring in like patient-to-patient variants or so. This would be interesting to check out.
Yeah, sounds really interesting. What is your current position?
I'm a finally a PhD candidate from National University of Singapore.
What are your long-term career goals?
Hopefully after my PhD, I would apply for a postdoctoral position somewhere in Singapore or even in the States.
That's great. And do you plan on staying in academia, do you think, or are you keeping your options open?
Currently, yes, in academia, but I would also keep my options open.
So how's your experience been at SLAS 2024 so far?
Wonderful, actually. The exhibitor hall is quite massive and I need to look at couple more exhibitors, actually.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to speak with us, and we'll let you go look at all those other exhibitors. But we really look forward to seeing where your research and where your career takes you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Anna.
Hello, everyone. I'm here on the SLAS 2024 exhibition floor with one of our 2023 SLAS Novachet Scholarship winners, Mary Pellicamoyo. And she's here to speak with us for a few minutes about her award-winning project and her plans for the future. So first off, Mary, congratulations on your win. How do you feel about winning the 2023 SLAS Novachet Scholarship?
It has been just so amazing. The moment I learned about it, honestly, in my car, I just got back from my job. And so I see this email and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't open this. I can't open this. But then I open it and it starts with like, thank you for applying. I'm like, oh. But then it's like, congratulations. And it was just such an incredible experience. I was started like jumping out of my car. My neighbor thought I was going insane. But since then, it's just been so amazing. Not only that financial support, but just being able to attend these conferences. The Novachet conference in October, I met so many people. I had such a great experience. And now I'm at SLAS. And seeing what they're doing with technology these days and seeing what my future is going to look like as I continue study, it's been, words can't describe it. It's been incredible.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can imagine that, like, when you see that email and it starts off with, like, thank you for applying. Yeah. So I'm so glad I had good news for you in there. So can you just give us a brief description of the project that you completed for the scholarship?
Yeah, of course. So my project was about e-waste. I've noticed in my neighborhood, a lot of my neighbors just have, like, TVs and radios just kind of sitting there. And, you know, they have components that just start to, like, leak into the soil. And I was wondering, what are the effects of that? And I did a little research myself, and I found that it can kind of lead to birth defects, especially things like lead and cadmium and arsenic. If you have continued exposure, it really leads to some nasty effects. So I want to research what can we do to have these effects or reverse them. And so what I looked into was plants, specifically the Indian mustard plant. And that plant has a really extensive root system, which allows it to kind of take these metals out of the soil and pretty much makes the soil healthy again. So my project just kind of research to what extent can this plant remove soil or remove those chemicals, and what other resources can we do to better our soil and prevent e-waste from having such a disastrous effect.
Wow, that is an incredible, a very ambitious project. And also, I had no idea that a plant could do that. I mean, that's amazing. Where did you get the inspiration for focusing on that plant in particular?
So I pretty much just, I did a lot of research online. It's a process called photo extraction. And pretty much every plant does it. But after I did some research, Indian mustard is just really good at it because of its extensive root system. It's really resistant to heavy metals. So it just made it the perfect test subject.
Wow, that's so cool. I need to read this project because that just sounds amazing. So what are your plans for after you finish high school?
So I'm in my senior year right now. I already kind of did most of my college applications. I'm still waiting for a few results, but right now my heart is on UT Austin. I'm going to be a mechanical engineering major. And right now I'm just thinking, you know, I'll go through the process, but I definitely want to be involved in some clubs that involve helping the youth. Right now I'm a volunteer, so helping more people come in STEM, like Nova Shea and Slash have done for me, is a big thing for me. And then especially going to grad school, obviously it's a little while away, so I'm not too sure where, when, but just taking it one step at a time and hopefully grabbing some friends across the way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've heard really good things about UT Austin, so I'm sure that that'll be a really fun and exciting program. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Houston, Texas, so I plan to stay on Texas at least for my undergrad and then move out of there when I actually go to graduate.
Awesome. So what would be your dream career, do you think?
So as I mentioned, I want to go into mechanical engineering. And this is mainly because I've always kind of been on a hands-on type of person. I love just breaking things apart. So mechanical engineering is a very diverse field. I also see myself as somebody who can't just like stay in one thing my whole life. So one year I could be working in more like a biology-esque, you know, creating technology in a lab. The next year I could be in like, you know, more like cars and more like very hands-on oil. And I don't know, I just, every time I go to, I see something new, I'm like, I want to put my heart into this. So just mechanical engineering is just where it is for me. I can get my hands in, but into many different pots.
I can totally relate to that. Just wanting to like learn as much as possible and be involved in as many kind of different fields and industries as possible. I can totally relate to that. So how has your experience been at SLA's 2024 so far?
It has been incredible. I mean, like I said, no words to describe. I've been just walking around every booth, and I'm not going to lie, I don't understand everything, but that's kind of the appeal. Like, they have just been so nice to me. They'll just sit there and be like, oh yeah, this is our, this is what we're doing. This is how we're helping the environment. One of them was like about pipette usage. I didn't realize, but I've done some chemistry labs, and like, we go through pipette tips like crazy. It's like, oh, now we can use one pipe of 70, 80 times. Like, it's crazy. I'm just, every time I go to the booth, like, oh, this is my next career. No, you. It's just been, and then meeting how many, the amount of people I've met and just sharing their stories. I mean, I'll never forget this. It's just so amazing.
Oh, well, that's so fantastic. And I'm so glad that we were able to be a part of this experience for you. And we're so happy to have you here, Marion. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today.
Thank you. Y'all have been amazing.
Hello, everyone. I'm on the SLAS 2024 exhibition floor with one of our 2023 SLAS Nova Shea Scholarship winners, Nate Gaudier, who is here to speak with us for a few minutes about his award-winning project and plans for the future. So, Nate, first of all, congratulations on your win. How do you feel about winning the 2023 SLAS Nova Shea Scholarship?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling like, you know, like my hard work over the course of this program is finally starting to pay off.
That's fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about what the project is that you did for your award-winning scholarship?
Yes. Yeah, so my project is primarily focused on treatment mechanisms for removing toxins from wastewater that's used, again, as drinking water and recreational water.
Wow. What inspired you to undertake this project?
Yeah, I think I was just mainly inspired to do this by the fact that toxins are dangerous to our bodies, right? And they're present in a lot of water sources, especially in areas that are poorer than some other areas, and so may not have as many resources and as much accessibility to high-level treatment methods, right? So we wanted to create something that's more accessible to these areas. Particularly, I live in a very polluted area, and my area is by no means, you know, wealthy. So I experienced some of these issues. And so that's what kind of motivated me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And yeah, what a big issue to tackle, but what an important one. Absolutely. So what are your plans for after you finish high school?
I'm planning on definitely going to college. I want to go to a college that's specialized in biomedical engineering. And I want to pursue some sort of graduate or doctoral degree so that I can have those professional skills to go into what I want to do for my career.
That's fantastic. So speaking of your career, what would be your dream career to have?
So for a long time, I've been interested in biomedical engineering because of mainly the coronavirus pandemic, which had a big impact on me and my thinking. I was particularly interested in how the vaccines were developed, and I wanted to kind of be a part of that process. And I was also interested in some of the new like biotechnologies that are being developed that could be used to solve some very big issues in health and healthcare. I also am very, very big on learning and teaching. I have an innate kind of passion to teach, and that kind of shows up sometimes at the dinner table where I'm sharing some cool facts with my family. And so I think I may want to pursue a career as a professor and kind of, you know, just spread my knowledge and my experience on things to other young individuals who are growing up to become the next generation of, you know, our nation and our world. And I also have an interest in aerospace, which is kind of very different from biology. But yeah, I might want to pursue that as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. And I'm sure that, you know, there's so many ways that you can merge all those interests into one. And I think that sounds like a really, really great goal. So how's your experience been at SLAS 2024 so far?
It's been great. I'm enjoying kind of seeing all of these new technologies from all of these different companies. The space is really big and so kind of futuristic. It's really cool to see, you know, all the things that they have here to explore and all the people that come here with, you know, kind of the same interests and being a part of the same field and the same research and getting to talk to these people and getting to network. I'm also enjoying having a bit of fun, right? I enjoyed last night. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed playing some cornhole. I enjoyed eating some really good food.
Did you ride the mechanical shark?
Yes, I did. And I fell. I did better than some other people, but we ain't gonna talk about it. And yeah, I enjoyed, they had some really good like waffles there. Or some really good like waffle cakes for dessert. And I was like, okay, yeah, these are pretty good. I got some good photos, pretty good photo op. And I also, back at my hotel, I checked out the pool there, did some work by the pool. So it was a pretty enjoyable day. I enjoyed myself.
Awesome. Well, Nate, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We've really enjoyed hearing more about your research and your life plans, and really look forward to see where your career takes you.
Thank you.